We are almost done with season 5 of the Culturally Ours podcast, which is all about travel around the world from a local's perspective. And I have to say, this is probably one of my favorite seasons thus far. Yes, we are all homebound and limited in our travel adventures, but listening to people, locals all over the world, sharing a glimpse of their home country or even their city has been such a refreshing shift to my travel mindset. Of course, now I want to go experience all these places that we've been to virtually for myself, from Greece to Scotland to Iceland to Slovenia and beyond. But more than actually traveling, I'm so thrilled with the knowledge that I have connected with people all over the world, learning about their lives in the places that they live and hearing their pride in their home country. Travel isn't just about visiting a place and seeing the quote-unquote pretty sights. Travel is an opportunity to really engage with, learn about, and enrich ourselves with other cultures, lifestyles, and communities. And we can do this in so many ways. By eating local foods, connecting with people we meet on our travels that go beyond just the hello, learning about communities through interactions, as well as visiting places like smaller museums and local art galleries. All these things help us become better travelers in the long run, right? So today on the Culturally Ours podcast, we are going to look at some other ways that we can become better travelers and get the most out of any travel adventure beyond just Instagram-worthy photos. Come join me on this episode of Culturally Ours.
Welcome to Culturally Ours, a show where we explore global cultural diversity in an intimate way through conversations and narratives around lifestyle, culture, food, art, and travel. Host Karthika Gupta talks to people from all over the world who have intimately experienced different cultures as a way to understand each other's worlds from the inside out, focusing on what we have in common.
Here are some ways we, as a community, can travel better and get more from all of our future adventures. Number one, research your destination beyond the obvious. Travel research doesn't just mean top 10 places to visit, or best restaurants to try, or even top experiences to be had in a particular location. That is just the surface of travel research. Instead, travel research should give you enough information about the people, the communities, cultures, and the land that you are planning to visit. Make sure to read up on a country's customs and manners before visiting. While reading about a place isn't a substitute for experiencing it firsthand, it is important to learn some tips about the culture before arriving. Last year, I had the honor of visiting Sri Lanka with Sri Lankan's Tourism Board. Funny thing is that even though I'm Indian, I had never been to this little pearl-shaped island in the Indian subcontinent. As part of our orientation before the trip, the tourism board sent us detailed information on what to expect when visiting the country. One of the things they called out was the fact that all religious places, especially Buddhist temples, required us to wear white or pastel-colored clothing as a sign of purity and peace in Buddhism, as well as cover our shoulders and feet. So no shorts or no tank tops. This was really helpful as we knew what to expect and in turn helped us understand the norms and customs in Sri Lanka. Researching hidden destinations beyond the obvious also helps you uncover hidden gems, places that are not all over the tourist map for some really unique experiences and adventures. Number two, be courteous and respectful in all your interactions when you travel. It is important to note that English is not the official language in many countries around the world. So when you are traveling to a place that is a non-English speaking country, have patience when locals don't speak English. Remember, travel is a privilege and not a birthright. You, the traveler, are there to experience something new and wonderful, right? So be respectful of the culture and try your best to communicate. Use hand signals, drawing, or what little words you can to have an exchange. And try not to get easily flustered or frustrated when nobody understands you. A good practice is to learn some basic words in the language of the place you are visiting to help make the transition easy. In many countries that I have visited, sometimes travelers forget they're in a foreign land and are often yelling, demanding, swearing, or even speaking in high volumes in the streets, in hotel rooms with thin walls, and even in places of worship. While visiting new countries, more self-awareness should be considered, especially to be respectful of another culture's way of life. A good rule of thumb to follow is that if you don't do something at home, please don't do it on your travels. Hey there, I hope you are enjoying this episode of Culturally Ours. Did you know there are so many wonderful resources, articles, and blog posts on the website to extend your Culturally Ours experience? We also have a library of free resources like a travel guide to some of the most culturally diverse places around the world, a global kitchen essentials cheat sheet, and so much more. Head on over to culturallyours.com/free to grab these and be sure to check back often as we're constantly adding more resources just for you. Now, let's get back to the episode. Number 3, be fearless but also cautious in your interactions abroad. Remember to be friendly and smile. Of course, if you're a female solo traveler, then this might not be the best thing to do in every situation, so be sure to use your own judgment. Say hello to fellow travelers and meet locals. They are often some of the best sources for new travel tips and information. I mean, what better way to learn about a culture than to talk to someone who's actually living there? Some of my best adventures come from conversations with people I have met along the way. And no matter where you go, a smile is a great way to break the ice. Be genuinely curious about your interactions, but also be aware. Some of my most epic adventures have come from planning to go and do one activity that then resulted in something entirely unexpected. Like the time when my taxi driver overheard my conversation about missing a particular meal which was a local delicacy and then proceeded to invite me to his home for dinner. He made me talk to his wife on the phone just so that I would be comfortable, and she extended an invitation. And it was such a great experience to connect with his family and learn about their life. Difficulties often result in some of the greatest travel rewards, especially when globetrotting. After all, isn't this one of the major reasons we travel? To grow and to explore and to open your mind to all the possibilities around. Number 4, be an authentic photographer. Now, as a photographer, this one really speaks to me, especially when I travel. Try your best to connect with your subject. Not just take aimless shots of people right in their face without regard because you just want to get the perfect shot. I see this happening so often when I travel back home to India. I remember this one instance in Varanasi where so many photographers with big cameras were encroaching on people praying and bathing in the Ganga, without even trying to connect with their subject and just moving on from one face to the next. It is never okay to just snap away in people's faces without any sort of human contact or connection. And worse yet is staging the shot to get that one shot you think is going to make it big. Stage photos are a dime and a dozen all over social media. And to me, they are worthless and immemorable. Wouldn't it have been more authentic to just go out and experience real moments that make wonderful memories? Photos are just an added bonus, right? Isn't the whole point of the trip to have a grand adventure? Stage photos just go against everything we believe in when taking travel photos. Remember, capture the moment as it plays out. Focus on the true experience, not somebody else's idea of the truth. And lastly, number 5, practice ethical tourism, especially with respect to wildlife. It is no surprise that as humans, we love animals, especially wildlife. There is something so majestic and awe-inspiring about seeing animals in the wild. I remember when I first saw a tiger in the wild in Ranthambore National Park in India, I actually cried. However, wildlife tourism exploitation is a real thing where wildlife that should be free and wild are in fact captured and caged just for tourism. Taking a photo with a lion cub, or riding an elephant, or even swimming with dolphins is considered as a thrill of a lifetime for so many people. But almost always these experiences have devastating effects on wildlife. Often kidnapped and separated at birth, or worse, bred in captivity, these animals and so many others are subject to a life worse than a living hell, just for the sake of tourism revenue. So before you partake in such activities, please do your research. Any experience that involves touching wild animals is almost always a red flag. Research the service provider, research the institution, and even research the location to make sure that what you consider as ethical wildlife tourism is in fact truly ethical. Make sure that wildlife safari providers and even game reserves are indeed set up correctly and follow the proper protocols as set up by the governing body. And remember, when in doubt, it is best not to engage in these wildlife tourism practices. So just to recap, here are some ways you can be a better traveler this year and beyond. Number one, research your destination beyond the obvious. Number two, be courteous and respectful in all your interactions during your travels. Number three, be fearless, but also be cautious. Number four, be an authentic photographer. And number five, practice ethical tourism, especially with respect to wildlife. Now it's your turn. How do you plan to improve your travel adventures and make the most out of your trips? I would love to know. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Culturally Ours. Check out the show notes at culturallyours.com. If you've enjoyed this show, please be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and share it with your family and friends.